Well, after months of scandals, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been left wounded, some say mortally, with 13 members of the government resigning in the past day. Health Secretary Sajid Javid and Chancellor Rishi Sunak are the most senior to resign, saying they could no longer continue in good conscience after a string of controversies. Children's Minister Will Quince and Solicitor General Alex Chalk have also penned their resignations. This is the latest chapter, really, in the saga of Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his promotion of former Whip Chief Chris Pincher, despite complaints of misconduct, with questions over how Mr. Johnson knew and when Mr. Pincher has since resigned. Well, former Conservative Chief Whip Andrew Mitchell told the BBC the Prime Minister can't continue in this role.
It's a bit like the death of Rasputin. He's been poisoned, stabbed, he's been shot, his body's been dumped in the freezing...
You need resilience in your Prime Minister.
..in the freezing river, and still he lives. But this is an abnormal Prime Minister, a brilliantly charismatic, very funny, very amusing, big, big character. But I'm afraid he has neither the character nor the temperament to be our Prime Minister.
Joining me now is Lord Robert Hayward, a Tory peer in the House of Lords. Welcome to you. You're a member of the Prime Minister's party. What's the atmosphere like amongst the Tories in London this morning?
I think one would best describe it as febrile and depressed. There's all sorts of gossip going around, stories about who's going to be the next to resign, who's being promoted. There's the conflicting views of those who want to see Boris go and those that don't. But equally an atmosphere of sadness, because anybody who's involved in a political party does not want to see it divided, and we are certainly divided at the moment.
If Mitchell's quip is anything to go by, there's no Rasputin's body in the river just yet, as far as you know?
Not as far as I know. You gave a total of ministers resigning. I'm not sure whether you included Robin Walker, who has resigned in the last few minutes as schools minister. So the number is rising progressively. And we will have interesting features later on in our day, in that we have Prime Minister's questions at 12 o'clock our time. And then the Prime Minister is due in front of a special committee later on in the afternoon. But in between, we've now heard that Sajid Javid, the first of the senior ministers to resign yesterday, the former Health Secretary, in British Parliament, you have the right to make a statement if you've resigned. And he is going to exercise that right by making a statement immediately after Prime Minister's question time. And I was a member of Parliament as against the Lords at the time when Sir Geoffrey Howe resigned from Mrs. Thatcher's cabinet, and that was one of the great moments that brought down Mrs. Thatcher. So we'll await that one with interest.
Very intriguing. I mean, you've previously said the tide has turned and the only thing preventing a change of leader was the lack of a clear alternative. Foreign Secretary Liz Truss and Defence Secretary Ben Wallace are among the names tipped as potential successors. Do either have the numbers?
I don't think they do. Liz Truss has been one of the serious contenders for a while, but I think her numbers are tapering. And Ben Wallace certainly doesn't. It will be very difficult for a new leader, and I do think Boris will go at some stage, whether that's very soon in the next day or so, or a matter of weeks away. But people will probably choose a Brexiteer. So somebody like Penny Mordaunt, Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak have certainly boosted their chances by resigning, and the odds this morning are moving in their favour. I'm not sure whether they'd be leaders, but certainly they're the sort of people who are serious contenders.
On RN Drive, you're hearing Tory peer in the House of Lords, Lord Robert Hayward. We're talking about Boris Johnson's future, however limited and short it may be, as the British Prime Minister. Of course, on top of the high-profile resignations, there's also been a series of lower-profile resignations. Laura Trott, a parliamentary private secretary in the Department of Transport, is the latest amongst them. Is the expectation that there will be more than what you've just outlined? We've got quite a list going here.
I think there probably will be. Given that we've had, as you say, Laura Trott, Will Quince, who's the children's minister, Robin Walker, who's the schools minister, all going this morning, I'd be very surprised if it stops at that point. So it's a progressive stage, one after the other. And I think what is happening is that some people are consulting their families or their constituency associations before deciding what they actually will do.
The other resignation was obviously the vice chair of the Conservative Party, Bim Afolami. He resigned on live TV last night, I believe. In a couple of hours since, he's told media that things have gotten a lot worse. What's the story behind that resignation?
Oh, I think it's what is striking about all these resignations is there's a common thread through them all, and that is frustration with Boris as Prime Minister. Basically, since last October, when we had a row about Owen Paterson's expenses his claims, Boris has apologised several times for misactions and promised to be a better person. But what has happened with the latest resignations is people have just said, enough is enough. We can't just deal with yet more apologies and believe that he's actually, Boris is a changed character. They've come to the conclusion that he isn't, not only is he not a changed character, but he will not change as a person. And I think the one probably that's, other than the two cabinet ministers, Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid, who've gone, the one resignation that's most wounding is Will Quince's this morning, because on Monday here in the UK, he appeared defending the Prime Minister's handling of the whip, Chris Pincher's actions, resignation, etc., only to then discover, having had categoric assurances from Downing Street that he was telling the truth, he has now discovered that what he said on television was wrong, and he feels very peeved. And a lot of the Tory party have sympathy with him for having been sent out on television to say things which, despite assurances, have proved within 24 hours to be utterly untrue.
It does make you wonder if Mr. Johnson can't live out the next few weeks, whether it was Partygate or Chris Pincher's promotion that broke the straw. Just briefly, how would you call that?
I think the Partygate, the protracted period of Partygate, has been the thing that's really set it off, because it's undermined progressively week in, week out for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and then you've had Chris Pincher on top of it.
Lord Robert Hayward, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Lord Robert Hayward. He's a Tory peer in the House of Lords, and time will tell over the year. Well, it's an interesting day, certainly in London, if we're expecting a bombshell speech in the House of Lords. We'll keep an eye on that one.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.